Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Let's get to know Indianola head volleyball coach Kent Halstead. Coach, tell us about your background and how you got into coaching here at Indianola.
Well, I grew up in Storm Lake. I went to UNI. I taught in Minnesota for 10 years. I taught at Coon Rapids Bayard for 17 years. This is my 13th year here at Indianola. My wife and I just thought it was a good move for us, and she was an art teacher at Pleasantville on I-35. And I used to be athletic director a long time ago, and now I just get to focus on coaching and teaching, and that's what I love. I'm a U.S. history teacher, eighth grade at the middle school, and it's awesome.
Well, we've talked about history many, many times, but how'd you get into that? Has that always been a passion of yours? Is that always what you've taught, or is that just how it's taken you so far?
Good question. How does history affect today is kind of the name of my class. So it's like it's U.S. history in 2024. So how does the Civil War affect today? How does interstates affect today? So that's kind of how we see things in our class. And we don't take true false tests or ABCD. We have conversations and we get kids out of their seat talking. And that really works.
Well, talk about, you said you grew up in Storm Lake. What was the path towards teaching? Is that always what you wanted to do, or is that just you found a passion for it?
Well, I think I just ended up in that part of it. It wasn't something I wanted to do in fifth grade or eighth grade, but I love the power of learning stuff together. Andrew, a kid might tell you, I don't even like to read books, but I like to read that book because we all read it together. So that's one of the reasons I'm a teacher, because we learn stuff together.
Well, let's move on. Pre-game ritual. As a coach, the girls are all warming up in the locker room or getting ready. Do you have a ritual, or are you superstitious about things, the same kind of routine every single time?
I like music. I listen to a lot of music, but not really. Just have conversations, be myself. So nothing super, not like Rafael Nadal, who has tons of rituals as a tennis player.
How about post-match? Is there anything you like to do? I know it's kind of mingle around the court is generally after the post-game talk, but is there a specific routine you like to go through?
Well, I like to talk to the kids that were here, because those kids in the stands, they're pretty awesome. And, you know, 20 years ago, boys and other students were in the stands, but they didn't know how to cheer for volleyball. Now you know it's awesome because they know the game up there. And so I like to thank them for coming and just talk to them, because I was their teacher in eighth grade, so... That's one of the things I love to do.
Well, talk about practice. What would you say your practice philosophy centers around, and do you like to change it up year to year, or is it kind of the program at this point?
There's been years where we never did the same drill twice in practice. But as time fades away, sometimes you need to do more, and it's just smart to do more. But I would just say tempo in practice and criteria. I don't believe in just mindless ball handling. Just go out and pass and set. We always have a goal. We always have criteria. You need to get three of these. You need to get six of these. And then if we get that, we throw that drill out, and then we'll go with a tougher drill the next time. So, and kids need that. We time a lot of things, three passes in a minute. We would never just say three passes, and we do four in a row, because then you can't take plays off. So just a lot of planning goes into it, yes.
Well, let's move on to some of the other stuff. Bucket list. Is there anything that you really want to do that's at the top of the bucket list that you haven't been able to do so far?
I mean, teaching and coaching, or just in life?
In life.
In life. See more mountains. I'm fascinated by mountain ranges, like the Catskills, the Poconos. And I've seen some of them. Not necessarily climb them. I just want to go see some of these mountain ranges.
What is your favorite one that you haven't seen, or what is your favorite one that you have seen so far?
Well, I saw Denali last year, which is 20,320 feet in Alaska, and so that was pretty cool to get to see that. Really, all the mountains, like in California, there's so many mountains west, in the west part of California, and also in the east part. So really, I would like to drive through California, and that's that mountain range. It's only 4,000 feet high, but it still impacts the climate, and that's fascinating to me.
Favorite sport other than volleyball, it's to just sit down and watch, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this one.
Well, I don't know if you do or not, but it's really wrestling.
Okay,
yeah.
Not it.
I love talking to kids about their wrestling career. One of my sons went to state twice in wrestling. He wasn't that good, but he still made it to state twice. But just wrestling, I love the dedication. I love what it does to kids and how much they learn about their body and nutrition. Wrestling gets a good rap now, but it didn't used to, and so that's why I like it.
Well, I'll follow up with our shared Twins fandom on this one. How'd you become a fan of the Minnesota Twins?
Really, AM radio, 570 WNEX from Yankton, South Dakota, lets me listen to the Minnesota Twins. My wife, Laurel, has put up with a lot of static over the years because I've always listened to Twins games on the radio. I can do dishes. I can go for a walk. I can mow the yard. But baseball fascinates me on the radio. I listen to the Cubs, too, on the radio. So that's how I got started with the Twins.
All right. Well, last question for you is favorite TV show or favorite show that you've binge-watched lately? Do you have a favorite?
A binge-watch. That wasn't a term when I was a kid. Because if you miss something, you missed it. One of my favorite shows was Happy Days, and it was Fonzie, Ralph, Mouth, Potsy Weber. And it was on at 7 o'clock every Tuesday. And so every Tuesday you had to wait for it to come on, and it was a big deal to do that. And I used to think all those TV shows were real. I really never differentiated that Happy Days wasn't real. Now I'm smarter than that, but I would say Happy Days.
All right, that was Let's Get to Know Head Coach Ken Halstead and Enola Volleyball on today's Lely Radio Sports page.